Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dikas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dikas.
Hey, welcome to Upside Daily. It's a joy to welcome you to this podcast and to today's devotional. This podcast empowers you to live from grace, to find your purpose in life, and to challenge you to deep personal and spiritual growth. The series we're in is called Starting Over. We're starting over a new year, but perhaps it's more than a new year for you. Maybe there are things that you're looking to start over because of disappointment, because of a change of direction. And I want to help you be empowered that to next time you do this, you can be better equipped, better empowered than the last time. But this is not just something that happens because we want it to be. I really believe it's something we need to plan for. And so we've had some really exciting episodes in the series already. If you've missed them, check out episode one called Three Myths. Check out episode two, where I spoke about eternity and time being a precious commodity that God has given us. But today's episode is focused on divine destiny and abiding humility. You know, we sometimes live with this myth that time is against us. And we've spoken a lot about time in this week already. But there are several stories in the Bible of people that need to start over and how time actually impacted their lives. I want to mention just three to you. The first one was Moses. You know, Moses went from being an adopted son in the house of Pharaoh to becoming a savior to the nation of Israel. But there was a time when he had to actually just wait. Sometimes we think time is our enemy, but time is actually our friend. You know, here's Moses. He grows up in this Pharaoh's palace, ends up killing one of the Egyptians, and then has to flee. And for a number of years, for 40 years, he's actually in the desert where God prepares him. He spends 40 years in isolation. And in that time, God transforms and equips him to come back to Egypt and become the savior who then leads the people of God out of captivity in Egypt all the way to the border of the promised land. David was another example of this. He was one of the biggest kings of Israel. But it didn't start off like that. He started off as a shepherd boy. And eventually, you know, as a shepherd boy, he spent a lot of time in the field. He was a musician and ended up working as a musician in the courts of King Saul. Eventually, Saul becomes really jealous of him and tries to kill him. And David has this period of preparation, probably around 15 years from when he first understood that he would be anointed as the king of Israel. This prophet comes to his house and he pours out a horn of oil over his head. And David grows up with this understanding, one day I will be king. But up until that moment, Saul is still sitting on the throne. And 15 years passes before he actually enters into this promise. The Apostle Paul has this massive moment. He was persecuting the church and he has this encounter with Jesus. And then he goes into the desert for 3 years. He goes back to his hometown for 3 years before he comes back to Jerusalem. And that's where his story starts. And for some of us, you know, sometimes we think that time is our enemy. We just want to rush out of the disappointment, rush out of the brokenness, rush out of that. God gives you a promise and you're rushing into the next thing. And I want to just caution you and just say, slow down. Just hang on a minute. Just allow yourself to take in, to evaluate, to reconcile, to consider before you allow that word to start expressing itself. Because the important thing that you have to recognize about Moses, about David, and about Paul is that they all emerged from this desert and isolation period. They all emerged with two things: a divine sense of destiny and an abiding humility. Now, people who get this right, people who get this right, this time thing right, emerge with these same two qualities. A divine destiny, because they recognize God has something for them. He has redeemed the past, the pain, the failure, perhaps the disappointments. Something good will come from that. And they start looking for it. They start looking for the good in that situation. And I don't know if you've ever met somebody like that. You probably have. But when you start speaking to them, they've gone through a very difficult situation or a huge crisis or a moment, and they come out of that and they say things like, I'm so glad this happened. Have you ever heard that? You've heard that. Why do they say that? Because they've discovered that in that moment, in that crisis, in that disappointment, something was birthed, and God has birthed a divine sense of destiny, a calling, a new task. There's something there that wasn't there before this happened. Divine destiny. If you're in the crisis right now at the moment, I want to tell you, start looking for divine destiny. Start looking for those things that you can say, I'm so glad this happened. Because in that moment, you're going to start discovering what God is busy doing. God is not responsible for that. It might have been you that did something that caused this disappointment and that you have to start over now. But the reality is God will use that if you allow him to. The second thing that people emerge out of this desert experience with is this humility, this abiding humility. And I use the word abiding. It's an important adjective for me in this concept, because it's not just a confidence in God. It's something that has found its residence in you. You know, when you abide in something, we bought a house a number of years ago. We moved in here with all our furniture. We came here with all our stuff. That's what happens when we allow humility to abide in us. We allow humility to make its residence in us. It's not just an attitude we take for a temporary measure. It's something that finds its permanent residence in us. You know, in round one, we often feel very much in control. We feel confident. You know, I it's the perfect university. I met the perfect girl. I'll get the perfect job. I'll have the perfect family and the marriage, and I'll build this great company. And the thing is, in round one, the center is usually us. Now, people who get this right know that it's not about them. Because what happens so often with us is, you know, because we've made it all about ourselves, there's no place for destiny, no place for an abiding humility. And that's when we end up with disappointment. And so I do believe that God's word encourages us to come to a place where we actually allow time to become our friend, in the sense that we're allowing time to shape. We're allowing ourselves to discover this sense of God's divine destiny, this sense of abiding humility. You know, there's this moment when Moses writes about himself. He says Moses was the most meek man, most humble man that had ever lived. I love that, because there was a sense of confidence in what he knew. You know, when he walks back into Egypt, he knew God had called him. He knew he could say with confidence, he could do this with confidence. The same with the Apostle Paul, the same with David when he ascends to the throne. There's a sense of confidence. There's a sense of abiding humility, understanding truly who you are, and a sense of God's calling. I'd love to end today's episode off by reading you Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, that simply says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Just listen to this attitude of humility this attitude of destiny. And then he says, all these things will be given to you as well. You know, so often we start off with a starting over. I want to achieve that first. Whereas God says, no. First come to a place where you surrender. First come to a place where you actually recognize what I'm busy doing, where you start recognizing the calling I have on your life, where you start recognizing this abiding humility. Then you won't have to worry about the other things, because I'll take care of that. Oh, often we want all the things, but we don't want to surrender. We don't want the abiding humility, and we don't want the destiny. God says you cannot do it that way around. Remember, I'm cheering you on in your journey. I really am. If you want to dive in deeper, or perhaps connect with me, connect with us as a church, the links are in the description of today's episode. You can connect with Doxodale Online Campus at doxodale.church. Tomorrow's episode, or the next episode in the series, God uses all things. We're speaking about starting over, and this entire first four episodes have been dedicated to just getting our mindset into the correct place to understand how God wants us to start over. Perhaps if you're starting your year over, this is some great stuff for you to internalize in your spiritual journey. Live blessed. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.